Ray group first, yes. So Ray group first. And what this does is it's really just showing the tools. You can put the pre in prior to the PHP if you want it. I just wanted it for particular things, so I put the pre in inside the...
What's the pre again?
Pre means the pre-existing formatting. Don't change the formatting. So if I have a piece of computer code that I've written that I want to show, and I've got indenting and everything, pre keeps the indenting. So it keeps it the way it was and displays it. So these two things are two ways to kind of see what an array is. And I set up the array department name, and it is showing me that there's an array, and it, interestingly enough, shows the 0, 1, 2, 3, even though I didn't put it in when I wrote the array. Okay. And then you can also go in and you can use var dump, which does basically the same thing, it's just a slightly different format. And so var dump shows you that information. It shows you a little bit more. So it's showing you that it's a string of 6 characters for women's, and men's is a string of 4 characters, and that sort of thing. So if you want to see some things, it's a good tool that you can put in. If your things aren't working and you want to see what it's got, yeah.
So you didn't use pre in that. And
when you Wait a minute, I didn't use pre?
Yeah. Not that I see it.
Huh?
I don't see pre.
It's
right here.
Where is it?
In the print. So I did it after I was in the PHP. If I did it before I went into the PHP, then I wouldn't have, I could just have pre. But once I'm in the PHP, when I'm, once I'm in the PHP, then pre is an HTML. So I have to embed it inside the PHP. And I did it with a print, I could have done it with an echo.
Because it wasn't in the one that we downloaded.
Really? Okay, good. I try to keep up with changes that I make to them, but sometimes I goof up.
Yeah, I was just curious with mine, yeah, prints across the screen instead of going down.
Okay, yes, and pre would do that.
Yeah.
Pre gives you a different format.
Can we see the results?
Pardon me?
You have the results up. Can I see it?
Yep.
Sorry.
No, that's fine.
Let's see what the... okay. Oh, right. Yeah, that was in
a
previous homework, but that's not really
what I'm using. Pardon? Okay, so if I take out the pre, what is it, slash, slash? Will that work in PHP?
Yeah,
I think so.
I always forget what comments.
Yeah, it is.
I think you did that.
It is that.
Okay, so that's the way it comes out if I don't have the pre in there. Okay, so if I get rid of the pre, it comes out that way. I just like the other way better, so I frequently put the pre in because I think it's more readable. Okay, so you can print out information about a variable and an array especially. It's good because you can see the different elements of the array, okay, laid out for you. So that's a kind of a debug tool that when you're running into problems, you can use. And undoubtedly, at some point in class, somebody asked about pre, and I put it in there and didn't save it. Okay, the next one I want to look at is the fares, which is a two-dimensional table. Two-dimensional array.
Okay, so I've now set up an array that's two-dimensional. And what I've got is, this is one array, and then within it I've got other arrays. Okay, so notice what the fare array for 2-1 is it's 915.89. Okay, so where's 915.89?
Third row, second option.
Right. So it's this one right here. Okay. So the numbers that I used to get that were 2-1. Okay, so remembering that things start in zero, I come in here and it says, okay, go down to this row, and then go into the 0-1. So I'm going 0-1-2, that's the 2, and then 0-1, that's the 1. And so I'm getting whatever is at 2-1, okay? So that sets up the flights and the fares for the flight. And I didn't, in this one, put any information that really tells you what's to and what's from. But if you look at the fare, if you look at the 2-1, you can see what the 2-1 gave you. Okay, so the first subscript or index goes down through the arrays, and the next one goes in and on the array row. Okay, so it's a two-dimensional array. So I've got a two-dimensional array going, and I've got 0, 1, 2, and going across I've got 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so there's my two-dimensional array. And 915.89 would be right there. Okay, so that's the 2-1. Gets me that particular thing. If I had up there one as a fair 1-4, what would it get me?
Okay, if I change this to 1 and 4.
5.5.
To save it and do a refresh, and I've got 1-5, I've got 550.
Okay, so 1-4 is I'm going in over here and picking up 4, and so 1-4 gets into this one.
Could you use an if statement to find like 1 and 4 or 2 and 1 or change numbers, like for the user to decide what numbers?
Yeah, and if you want the users to decide what numbers, then you would put variable names in there. And so the user could enter variable names, and you put the variable names here, and whatever the numbers are that they put in would be used. So you don't have to, in fact, you wouldn't hardcode. Because if I'm hardcoding this in here, I might as well just put in the answer. Okay? So this is just, was to show you how it works. But in fact, you wouldn't hardcode it and hardcode it. And in further examples, if we keep going, you'll see that not being done. Okay.
So you connect that with like an HTML box that you give it a variable name of like fare 1, fare 2.
That's right.
In, whatever that is.
That's right.
Plugs in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
What would happen if you were to specify for something outside of the array?
Well, let's try it. So if I specify, first let me get rid of this map. Okay, if I specify 1-6.
No.
Okay. And then I come in here. Whoops. And do a refresh. Okay. Okay, so it's telling me that the 6 doesn't work. And then it drops down and it prints out the fare is, but it doesn't have any fare to print because the fare was by getting those things. And so you get the error. Okay, so now if I go back in, dim one, yeah, that has from city and to city. So basically here, and just because I was avoiding bringing in the data, I just had coded it, but that could have been brought in, obviously. So I've got a from city and I've got a to city. So then I come down here and say the fare from city to city. Okay, and it takes the numbers 1-1 because those are the numbers that I have there. Okay, so what is that going to get me? What's the answer going to be when I hit enter?
1012?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because 1-1 for the numbers, so I go down 0-1 in 0-1 and I get that number. Okay. Okay, this one is got a get on it. So I know that this is going to be an HTML, okay? So I've got the HTML coming in here, and it is saying from city can be Boston, Providence, or New York. Okay, so if we look at where this is coming in, that called fair send. Okay, so I am coming in and I am giving them a form and I'm saying select the city you're flying from and I'm giving them the words, but the value for Boston is 0, the value for Providence is 1, the value for New York is 2. Okay? So, those are the values that are coming in. And then I said, okay, now select the city you're flying to. Okay, and then submit. So, if I select Boston and London, okay, so Boston and London mean 0 and 3, right? Because those are the values associated with Boston and associated with London. So that's 0 and 3. And so when I come in and hit enter, whoops, gotta hit submit. That would help. And the fare is $4.99, okay? So it sent over 0 and 3. So if I look at this, it did a get and it got 0 and 3. Okay, because those are the things that I entered and it got 0 and 3, which means that I get what? 499, okay. 0
go down the zeroth row, 0, 1, 2, 3. And so I get $4.99. And there it is. Okay, so I'm bringing in the data and then I am pulling out the fare. And this one also has a get on it. So this one also needs it. So fare send version 3 is the one I'm looking at there. Whoops. I don't really want that. Okay, so again, I'm getting flying. This time I'll fly from New York to Baku. Okay, so New York is 2 and Baku is 1. Okay, so I'm flying 2 and 1 are the two things that I'm bringing back because I entered New York and Baku. So now I submit, and at this point, okay, I said Baku, so it's 2-1, yes. At this point, I'm now in here, and I've got actually 3 arrays going on. So the first array is getting, I entered in a 2, so it's going over and getting 0, 1, 2. Here I entered a 1, so it's getting 0, 1, so it's getting Baku. So it says you're flying from New York, you are flying to Baku. Okay, so you're flying from New York. There it is, you're flying from New York, you're flying to Baku, the fare is, and the fare is going to be 2 and then 1. So it's 9.15.89. Okay, 012, 01, so it's going to be that. And I think that covers everything. If I missed one of the MWGBs, take a look at it yourselves because I don't honestly remember exactly where we were last time when we stopped abruptly. Okay, so the second, the next thing I'm going to look at is the array group second. So on this one, I've got again a two-dimensional array, but this time I'm doing it a little differently than traditional arrays. Traditional arrays tend to be the same thing, like we just saw in the fare. This is the fare from this city to this city. But this is also an acceptable array. And this is that I have on each row, I have a different product. And I'm carrying the information about the product in a particular row in the array. Okay, so if I were to draw this one out, I've got stuffed bear here. I've got car. I've got doll. I've got ball. Okay, so I've got those first. Then I have the $24.99 and the $20. I have the $8.99 and $6. I have the $15.99 and $12. And I have the $2.99 and $2. That's the way I've set up the array. And instead of having the array the two-dimensional traditional way, I've set it up so that I'm carrying information about my first product, and then information about my second product, and information about my third and fourth product, and go on forever. Okay? So I start out, and I did an echo, and I said 4A, and I did 0, 0. So 0, 0 is going to get me, as you can see, stuffed bear. And I said the price is 0, 1. So again, I'm on row 0, the next item in, and the price is $24.99. And the cost was 0, 2, so I'm now getting the cost for that product. Okay, and then when I go down and change the row to ones, I get the information about the cars. And if I changed it to twos, I get the information about the doll. And it keeps going. Okay.
And that period that you put there, that's the same period we use on Echo when we did a few assignment 2 weeks ago.
It's a concatenate.
Row.
The period is a concatenate. What are you?
So 4A, you know, and then some period.
That's right, the period is concatenating. So it's saying 4A, concatenate that with what I get when I go into the table, and I go in and I get stuff there.
But you have to put it at the end of that too?
I have to put the, every time I want to concatenate, when I want to add the next thing that I'm adding in. So I'm saying 4A, concatenate with the result, which is stuffed bear, concatenate with the prices, and notice I have a space on either side of that, so that I won't, if I don't have the space on either side of that, I'll be gibberish. And then I concatenate that with whatever I see in row 01, which is $24.99, concatenate that with, and the cost was, and concatenate that with what's on 02, so it's the 20, and concatenate that with a BR. And the BR has to be in quotes. And I don't actually know why I have this dot there. That's why I was looking. Do I really need that dot there? Concatenated.
It's a period.
Right. Oh, I actually have a period. You're right. I'm looking at it as concatenate. A dot can also be a period, folks. What do you know? Okay, so I'm concatenating it with a period BR. And saying, why did I have that concatenate there? Okay, so it's a period BR. So that can actually be a real period as opposed to a concatenate. And I really should put that on there, then. This is a period. Good catch.
Okay, so then I went down and I said, now I'm going to write out everything. So I put in two for loops. And I said, for row zero, okay, so the row is going to be zero. It's going to go up to, okay, as long as it's less than four. Okay, so it's going up to three. And every time I go through, I'm adding one to row. And again, that could have been dollar sign row equals dollar sign row plus one. But the plus plus is a nice abbreviation there. So that tells me to go through the first row. And then within that, I say, okay, once you're in the row, stop the column at zero and go while it's less than three, because two is the max. And so the first time through, it is going to be 0, 0. Okay, so if you look at this, dollar sign row, dollar sign column are my two things. So I start that out at zero, and then I start this out at zero. And the 0, 0 gets the stuff there, right? 0, 0 gets stuff there. Yes, no, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So then I go through and I stay in the inner loop until the inner loop is done. So my next one is going to be 0, 1. And that gets me the $24.99. And then I loop back and I add one and I get 0, 2. Okay, so 0, 1 got me the $24.99. 0, 2 is getting me the 20. Okay. So then I add one to column. Okay, row stayed the same. I add one to column. It's now too big, because I said do while it's less than three. So since it's too big, I drop out of the inner loop, go back up to the outer loop, and row moves up to one. Okay, it stayed zero there. Row moves up to one, and I drop down and reset column to zero. So 1, 0 gets me car. So when you drop down like that, it does a reset. Okay. When I loop through, it's adding. When I drop down and hit it from the top, then it does a reset. So it resets that.
The inner loop always gets reset, basically.
Yes, the inner loop gets reset, because once it gets to the inner loop, it stays there till it's done. Then when it goes out, it comes up here, and then when it drops down, that gets reset.
Yeah.
Column becomes one, and when it drops down, that one gets reset. Okay? So it then goes through 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 3, can't be done, so it goes back out and it goes up to 2, drops down to 2, 0, and keeps going through like that. Questions? Okay, so this one is a continuation of what I had at the top, but it's got some buts in it.
Okay, so when I do the for loop on this one, notice the doll doesn't have a third thing. Okay? So doll doesn't have a third thing. So the second thing, the 12, gets interpreted as the price, and then the cost is missing. So it goes through the loop that we went through in the for loop. And when it comes to looking for the third thing in that row, it doesn't have it. And so it gives me undefined offset 2. Okay, because it couldn't get the 0, 1, 2. It got the 0 and the 1 for doll. The 0 is doll, the 1 is 12, and it couldn't get the 2. And so at that point, it gives me an undefined offset. So if you need and want flexibility, you've got to put something in all of the slots. Now, there's a way around that that we'll look at in a second. But you have to put something in all the slots, and it's better to do it that way so that you have the flexibility to code it however you want to. If you don't want anything there, you can put a quote, quote as the thing. You could put in a space as the thing. You could put in a zero as the thing. You can put anything you want, but it's better to have something in there than to leave it empty, because when you leave it empty, you try a for loop, it's going to crash. Okay? And then it picked up after it crashed. It picked up and gave me each ball 299 and 2. So it just let me know that there was a problem. This kind of an error is a lot better than the kind where it just throws its arms up in despair and doesn't do anything. You know, it's continuing on, so it's real clear where the problem is.
So I like the PHP.
Yeah.
Tells you where it is instead.
Yes.
Other languages just crashes and you don't know where it is.
Especially JavaScript.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that was in yesterday was talking about how wonderful JavaScript was, and I don't remember, I've asked him before what editor he uses, but, you know, he uses editors that catch a lot of the errors that aren't done automatically in JavaScript.
Fabian?
Huh?
Fabian?
Becker.
I think his first name's Fabian.
Francisco.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay, Francisco Becker.
He wrote down, during one of the talks, he put down his GitHub account.
Okay.
And I went on to see if they had any work that I can look at.
And he's got a different name on there?
Yes, yeah, it's Fabian.
Oh, well, all right.
Who is this guy?
Yesterday, and I didn't get the stuff up last yesterday because I just didn't. I've got no good reason. It's just I had too much stuff to cram into one day and not enough hours in that day to cram it all in. You certainly understand that problem. So anyway, we had on Tuesday, 5 people came in and talked to the CIS 120 class about their jobs, so I'll get it up tonight or tomorrow.
Oh, I did that. I came in last year. You were listening.
Right. Well, I would listen to it, you know, because they don't do anything on the board anyway, so you can just listen to the recording and get what they got out of it. But one of them came early, and he does web development, and since he came to this class early, we just let him talk to us. And, it was really interesting.
Is that going to be up?
Yeah, I will put it up tonight or tomorrow.
I want to hear that.
Yeah, no, I'll put it up tonight or tomorrow. And then you can hear it because it was interesting, I thought.
Yeah, I wrote it down, uses Node.js.
Right. And all of these people that come in.
But I was told to stay away from it until I actually, do all my JavaScript, on that app.
Well, you want to learn, basically, you want to learn JavaScript first, and then it's fine to start, you know, getting into jQuery is one way of getting a lot of shortcuts. Angular, that he was talking about.
Something?
Huh?
Object control?
There's a zillion out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know all their names. But then you want to get into them, but you want to understand the basics of JavaScript first, and then you can get into how I can shortcut it. And 258 and 250 both get into, 250 is going to get into Angular. It doesn't right now, but it's going to. And 258 gets into jQuery.
Which is another way of handling,
and a very popular way of handling getting some stuff in JavaScript. But anyway, back to this. So the arrays are key value pairs. Okay, so we have this one is considered, the first one is considered the key, and the next one is considered the value. Okay, so
let me just move this over so we can read the whole thing. If you don't specify a key value, it defaults to a numeric number starting with zero. Okay. So this time I went through a for each. And I said, okay, for each, inven. Inven is the name of the array. As a key associated with the value, okay? So I started out and I said, okay, I'm going to echo just the key. So I said, put out the key. So every time when it goes through, it puts out the key. And I said, just key zero. Okay, so I put out the key for that. Then I hit another for each, and I'm now looking at the value. Okay, and I call them key and value just to emphasize that that's what they're called. I could have called them apples and oranges, okay, but I call them key and value. So for each value as key one, value one. So now I'm putting out key one, value one. So if you look up at the array, stuff there has a key of zero because it's the first thing, and it's stuff there. 2499 has 1 because it's over 1. And the $20 is 2 because it's over 2. And then I went through again and just key is now a 1. And then I go through the things on the row, 0, 1, 2. And then it was, forgives me for not having everything in this. So that with the for each, it doesn't give me an error message. It says, fine, we'll just skip that. Okay. So if you do the for each, you can get the message out. You obviously don't have to echo out the key. You can just echo out the value. Okay, but I just wanted to show you the key and the value. But if you echo out just the value, then you would just be seeing stuff there, 24.99.20.
So inside for each, you invent becomes key.
Say that again?
You said for each, that function.
Okay, which one are we looking at? The outer one or the inner one?
The outer one.
Yep.
For
okay.
Each, because you never gave key a value outside of that function. So invent, which is up there, which is equals the array, that becomes key?
No, the key is key zero because it's the first row. So if you just look at this and what it prints out there, and forget about the inner loop. It is printing out echo just key. So it's the first row is key zero, the next row is key one, the next row is key two, the next row is key three.
Well, you didn't declare key as the variable, that's what you were doing. So you're making
I'm kind of declaring it here. It kind
right.
of,
that is
that's the way it does
yeah.
it. It lets me declare it in there. So yeah, you're right. It's not declared outside. But in fact, up here, I didn't declare row and column outside. They were defined as I was going along. I declared them, I didn't declare them outside. They got declared because of my use of them. You know, it knows that I need to have a variable here that it can handle, or a number, for that matter. I could just type code a number. But it's looking for something. And it defines it. And so down here, it did the same thing. It picks up key and value for me, too. And so here's the key, and I'm showing it. And then I said, for each value, so for each one of these, we're going to have a key and a value. So for this is the row and these are the columns in the row. column 0, column 1, column 2 is the key, and the values are those things. Okay, so that's the key, and that's the value for the row. Okay, so I've got again 1, 2, 3, and going across, I've got that. Okay, so stuff there is in here. Okay, so it's key is 0 and the row is 0. So that's 0, 0. And then the 2499 is over here, and so that is 0, 1. It's key 0. And the one is right there.
So it knows to look in the inventory array.
Yes,
because
I told
it. And as, that's what you said.
That's right. Inventory has a key and a value. And within that, the value also has a key and a value. Yeah.
But how does the value know to print stuff there, 2499, 20, or instead of just another number? Like value 1.
Okay, this, once I'm in the outer loop, printed that.
Yeah.
Once I got into the inner loop, then it's going boom, boom, boom across and printing each of them.
So key 1 is 0. And
yes.
And value 1 is stuff there.
Yes.
So how does value 1 know to print stuff there and not 0 again?
Because the key is the first part and the value is the second. So the key is kind of the location pointer and the value is the content. Value means content.
So that's
key means what points to it.
Right.
The light there is
pointing. But like again, you never gave value. Of value.
Well, but up here I never gave row and column either. I just said row is starting out at 0.
You gave it at 0.
You're right down here, I didn't start it out at 0.
That means we.
So that probably, yeah.
Well, you give the equal value of 0.
But for each means basically the for each controls the movement. Whereas the 4...
It's the counter 4.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yes, and each implies 1. So, one more thing. So, 4 has far more flexibility because I could have said out here, row equals row plus 2. And every time gone up 2 or something like that, I've got control over that. 4 each is I'm moving through one at a time.
Less than or equal to value, right? From each.
No, this is, and I'm drawing a blank on what that's called, and that really irritates me.
That's not equal
to. No.
Oh, because it would have been reversed. It would have been less than or equal to.
Right. It's an arrow, and for some reason, I'm just drawing a blank on what that's called.
Reference?
Probably. Reference? That probably works. I mainly don't think of it as a word. I just think of it as what it does. So value is made up of, this is simply saying value as made up of key and value. And this one, inventory, is made up of key and value. Key being the pointer, value being the content. So it says the first will have a key of 0, and the value will be the embedded array for that. The arrays have keys of 0 through 2, and the value 1 will display the content. So value 1 is displaying the content.
So whatever you have the arrow pointing to grabs the content out of the array?
Yes.
Okay. And prints it?
Yes. Well, it's printing it because I used Echo.
Yeah.
If I didn't use Echo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you couldn't even value anything. I still would have grabbed it.
Yes, yes. I just named them key and value to kind of clarify which was which. And key and value is made up of another key and value in the second dimension. So I just named them that way. Because I thought it was going to make more sense than naming them something else. But, you know, I could have named them row and column.
It was just confusing because I didn't understand that's what for each did. So okay. Looking at it, like, how does value know what to do?
Right.
But that's not an acronym. Okay.
And as I said, I could have named these row and column. Kinda. But I really just thought that naming them key and value was clearer, but... Okay, let's see if we can confuse things a little bit more. Okay, all that first part is just going through what I did before. So all the first part is just mainly so I can put the contrast in and show them. So down through here is this, this, and this. And then I started out and I said, okay, for each inventory as key value, just echo out the key. Okay, just to show you what that would do. So I said, just echo out the key, and it did, 0, 1, 2, 3, okay? So it's just entering out the key, it's not doing anything to the value. And then I came down here and said, okay, getting one price, go to Inven and get 2, 1, okay? And that gives me the 12, 0, 1, 2, and 0, 1 gives me the 12. And the next one is getting one item name, so I went to 3, 0, and that gave me beach ball. Okay, this one I was playing around with it and I did a dump and all the rest of it. And then the thing I wanted to point out here was the reset. Because I had done a bunch of stuff, like done the dump and the printr, and I just wanted to reset at the top of the array, the beginning of the array. So I've got a reset in there to start over. Okay, this is another way that you can show it. I said, I've got an inventory, and it's made up of an array, and the stuff there has an array with it that includes the price and the cost. And then car has an array underneath it that includes the price and the cost. And I did that for each one. Okay. then I went ahead and dumped it out and did a print R to kind of show what it was showing up. So the array has a stuffed bear. Within it, there is another array that has a 0, 1, which gives me the price and the cost. So that's just another way that I can lay things out if I choose to. And if I did the echo PR, then you could see it pre-rel. You could see it maybe better. But basically it's saying the array contains the stuffed bear, and the stuffed bear has an array under it that has a 0 element and a 1 element that are the price and the cost. Okay? And then the car. The car has an array under it that has the price and the cost. The doll has an array with it that has the price and the cost. Okay? So that's the way it is set up. So I said, now I'm going into a 4A. I said I wanted the key for invent. Well, the key for invent is the wood that's over there by itself. So there's stuff there. Okay? And then I want the price is... Inven, the key of Inven to 0. So that gets me the $24.99. Okay, so go to Inven, go to the key, and then the key of Inven is now I want to see Inven 0, and that will give me the $24.99. And the cost was invent key invent 1, which gives me the cost.
It's more confusing.
Yes, it is.
Even just explain it.
Huh?
Even just explain it.
Yes, it is. It's confusing. Okay? Because you've basically got the stuff there, the cow, the doll, and the beach ball. Are the keys to another inventory about that element, so that's the values. And then the key for the two subvalues are 0 and 1. So the key for this array within the array is a 0 and a 1. And that's what gets you. Okay. And writing this is not the easiest thing in the world. So then I came back and I said, okay, so now let's do a for loop and we'll go through it for I equals 0 up to I less than 4, whatever. So I said, echo out the key. So I'm getting stuff there. Okay. And then for columns, and I don't know why I particularly chose to call it column, I said 0 while it's less than 2. And it says echo out the current. Look at Inven and the column. And 0 will get you the 249. When it goes back, it gets you the 20. And then I say next Inven. So it's a kind of corruption of the for loop in some ways, but it actually works. And I think you're safe to be able to say, I prefer another technique.
But this works. Okay. And then when you come down to the for each, so on the for each, I said inven is key value, and then I said echo out the key. And so you're seeing the key here. And then I said, okay, now within that for each, going through the values, give me the 0 and the 1, and I get the 24.99 and the 20. And I echoed them out. So now, back in the previous version that we looked at, bear was 0, the price was 1, and the cost was 2. Now, because of the way I've structured it, bear is the key and goes in, and the price is 1, 0 rather, and the cost is 1. And I honestly, I'm having trouble explaining it too. I understand it, but it's... Then down below I did the, okay, just show me the key, and it showed me, so we know that it's the key. I said, just show me the key. And it did. It gave me stuffed bear, car, doll, beach ball. And then I said, getting one price, go to Inven, go to the thing called doll, and give me the zeroth element, which is the price. And if I'd said a 1 there, it would give me the cost. But I'm saying, go in to find doll, and then go and get the 0 or the 1. Okay. Yeah, this was the hardest thing, I think, for me to wrap my head around, was how they set this up.
Can you scroll all the way up to the...
Up to the top?
Yeah, on the code. So when the first time you echoed out bear price, very first echo, the stuffed bear, the price is $24.99, the cost is 20. If you wrote under that, next, inven, like you did below with the semicolon, and then copy and paste that same echo, would you echo the car and the car's price?
I don't know, because I'm not following you. I may not know anyway, but I'm not following you.
So the first echo you did, a stuffed bear, the price is $24.99 and the cost was 20. The very first echo.
This echo right here.
Up one.
No.
That one.
This one?
No. Oh.
This one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if under that line you wrote next invent, like you did below here.
No, the next inven goes with the loop.
So you couldn't write that right
no,
here?
No,
copy and paste this line and it wouldn't give
no,
you car?
No, no.
Okay.
It has
how would
to
you get car out of that?
By just going in and writing for a key inven, the price is, inven is set at 0, so I need to add 1. You're right, how would I?
Yeah, that's...
You couldn't add square brackets after key inven?
Plus 1 or something, huh?
Just
yeah, no, that's an interesting question. And the cost was... So...
Next inven wouldn't work like it does in the loop?
No. Well, she doesn't think it will. But I'm more than willing to try something.
And then just copy paste the same line.
So I've got that now, right? And so I'm gonna go in here and do a refresh.
I think you'd have to write that echo line after.
Write that echo line again, okay. Yeah, you're right. That would make more sense.
Yeah,
it did work. Yeah.
I didn't think it would. Nice.
Still, probably not good. Yeah. I like the 0, 0, 1, 2, 3
Oh, I like it better too. I mean, I'm showing you this, but, and obviously I was not as creative in thinking about what to do there. But that, yeah. That works. Nice.
I'm not sure you'd ever want it outside a loop, which is, I think, why I didn't think about trying that, because, but what if I just wanted one line? Yeah. No, that's good. Nice. Okay, I'm trying to remember what that one is. Nope, I don't want to do that one yet. There is an is set and an unset explode. There's actually, those are the hard ones we got through. So Tuesday I'll finish, because we're basically running out of time. This is a is set and unset, and we will look at that. But basically what I'm doing is I'm removing something. So I said, okay, show me everything. And then I said, and it would help if I brought up the output. This is array is set. Okay, so I'm unsetting, which means I'm removing something from the array. So I said unset department name modified by the index of 2. Okay, and then I said, okay, now show me the array. And it shows me women's, men's, and boys, because I took out girls. I unset girls. Then I will ask if it exists. So I go in and say, if is set. Department name 2. So is it set? And I've just taken it out, so it's not set. And so it takes the else and puts out girls is not there. Okay, because that's the one that I removed. So now I attempted to display something that wasn't there, so I used the 2 and it came up and yelled at me and basically said that wasn't going to work. Okay? And then eventually I can put it back in and add it back to the table. Okay, so I put it back in and I also added in pets. Whoops. All right. So I've added those two back in. And then, okay, folks, we really have one more minute of the class. So then I added it back in. So I said, put in department name 2 is girls and department 4 pets. And then I did a 4 each to show them. And then I said, if it's there, say the girls is there.
So you can unset something. You can check and see if something is set using those particular things. So you can check in an array to see if something is set or not set. And if you want to pull something out, you can unset it. To be continued next Tuesday. I didn't quite talk fast enough, but we mostly made it.
Good question.
So, we are all set.